Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand. And donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. Where are you and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
I am in my office. My surroundings look like someone that has given up. Because my office does not look like it usually does.
No, please get descriptive. How would I know this is a man who has stopped trying just from looking around? What would
I
say?
Well, I've taken out like all of my gear just to reassure myself that I'm ever going to use it again. I made a new charging station for all my rechargeable batteries so that when I go back to work, my Zoom will have ample power to fall back on. I found an old pair of headphones. Books I was moving some things, and there's books where there usually aren't books. A shelf has fallen down. How honest do you want me to be here, Jesse Brown?
As much as you got.
It looks right. Like somebody robbed the place. Okay, there it is.
Yeah. All right. There's this place I go to for lunch, and it's like the last place that's open. And I usually say, you know, hold the rice if I eat too many carbs, and then I do interviews, I'm too sleepy. I got this box of food from them. It's a kotu roti. It's like a loaf of bread, basically, chopped up with lamb.
Oh, give it to me.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on keto since November. Doing really well. Down like 35 pounds, feeling great, looking great, wow. Feeling sharp, intermittent fasting. I think I ate dinner at midnight last night. I just fully given up.
What is the most abnormal thing that you have done today or lately?
Well, the most abnormal thing I've done is incessantly checked my email. Usually I just know there's so much email to get back to and to keep all the balls in the air for my companies and for my comedy career. And usually I try not to look at it until, you know, I give myself the end of the day. I do it before I go to bed so I know it's taken care of. But now I just can't stop. I wish people were emailing me. Man, if you're listening to this, send me an email. And yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't know what I mean. I don't even know what I'm looking for. And it struck me actually yesterday when I sat down to look at my email. I was like, what are you expecting? What are you needing? You know?
Yeah. Just keep checking. It'll come.
Maybe this is the week CBC gives me a sitcom. Like, just they're gonna skip development and just like, hey Ryan, would you come and lock yourself in a studio, you and three other people, and just try to make something? And here's a little bit of money, and it just, you have free reign. And like, this is the time it's gonna happen, Jesse. So I just keep waiting for that email.
Ryan. What has been your most selfish deed or thought during this ordeal?
It's dark. it's really dark. I really appreciate how I was raised in the bush, hunting and fishing. And depending on how this goes, I know my family's going to be okay. And that's dark. That's a dark thing to think about, and it's a dark thing to say. And you think about these remote, you know, First Nation communities that are putting up gates, you know, no one's in, no one's out. And, you know, that's a little bit of a celebration. It's like, it feels good that they're there safe, you know, isolated away from the potential madness. And, you know, during Y2K, I was a student in Toronto at the Center for Indigenous Theater. And just before Christmas, my dad surprised me with a bus ticket home because I thought I was going to be spending Christmas in Toronto alone. And he said, you know, I need you to get home. And because, if you know, if you're in the city alone during this computer thing and the computers go all haywire, the only advice I could give you is walk along the power lines until you get home. It's like, that is your survival tip, Dad? Just walk along the power line? Well, because they're cleared, right? Like, they're cleared 25 foot on each side. So, you know, it's like they cut the grass there and that. So that was his advice. And, you know, I was in Toronto during SARS with a newborn baby. That was pretty scary. And if you'll remember, during SARS, there was a massive power outage. Some power transformer in Niagara Falls or something failed. And so the entire eastern part of southern Ontario was out of power. And that was pretty scary. And I remember that. It was like the first day everybody was sharing their wine and having barbecues on their patios and meeting their neighbors. Day two, you know, you're a little hungover from the night before, so you still keep the party going and you're still cordial. But by day four, you've exhausted the goodwill and people weren't answering the doors anymore. And it was scary. And thank God that, you know, the power came back on. But I don't even know what to say. I mean, it keeps changing every day. So, you know, the dark thought I have is, if it really goes down, and whatever it is and whatever goes down means, I can always shoot a moose.
You just scared the living shit out of me. I don't think I've been as scared throughout this until I heard you say that. Like, Ryan, I can't shoot a moose.
Well, I joke.
I'm going to be like, you'll be shooting a moose, and I'll be like, can I offer media criticism to anyone here in exchange for some nuts and berries?
And the answer is yes. We always need a smart ass in the camp, and I feel like you've got that. I feel like you've got that beat covered. And you have a secure place in our moose hunting camp.
Name something that gave you pleasure today.
My coffee. There's this, how cliche do you want to be? You want me to write you a poem? I have really been enjoying the quiet, I'll say, and particularly enjoying that first bodum of coffee, full bodum, just mine, mm-hmm. where it's just quiet and get to just be reflective and just kind of be grateful. My parents have their health. All the people I love have their health. And, you know, for that, I'm grateful. And, you know, at the risk of sounding a little too airy-fairy, you know, this is what we're hoping for now, is just good health. And who knows what post-COVID world looks like, but hopefully it's not back to the status quo. Hopefully it's a little bit different. Hopefully it's a little more gentle, a little more kind. And the slow pace I'll take, you know, however, I could use some emails. So if anybody wants to shoot me an email,
you've masterfully eased me into my last question, which is, what is something that you think might never be the same after this?
Well, I've listened to all of these dispatches and I've really enjoyed everyone's thoughtful answers. And I will echo most of their sentiments, but I'm really hoping that we see very clearly how precarious this relationship with the Earth is, and how capitalism does not save you, will not save you, cannot save you. And the only thing that can save you is each other. And when it all boils right down to it, all we have is love, is the love for our lives, the love for our families, the love for each other. And I hope, you know, our societies and the way they operate changes forever. That's my hope. For as long as it takes, I hope that this creates the wake-up call that I think we all knew we desperately needed. And boy, it's come in a weird way. It's come in a harsh way. It came really fast. And whatever is on the other side of it, I hope looks, feels, acts, sounds completely different than our reality just 2 months ago.
Me too. I'll give you a bonus question. What email address can people reach you at as you check your email compulsively?
Jesse@CanadaLandShow.com.
I read them all.
Respond when you can. Yeah. Actually, my email is mooseguts@gmail.com, and that's for real.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Jesse here. There's something else I want to talk to you about, and that has to do with the way that we're all living right now. We are all with whoever, you know, we're with our partner, we're with our kids, maybe you're with your roommate, maybe you're just by yourself, but whoever you're with, they are your only people, the only people you get to actually hang out with for, you know, days, weeks, I don't know, maybe longer. And that is not what any of us had in mind. That is not what any of us signed up for, but it's what we got. And I think we're all doing our best to rise to the occasion. We are finding our best selves. We're finding our patience and our empathy. And that is beautiful, but it's not sustainable. Because, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, and there's little subtle irritations and getting people to follow the rules or what they're, you know, there's just a million little things, or maybe even big things, that are making this difficult. And the problem is the usual things that you might be able to do to cope, they might not be available to you right now. So these things tend to build up, and you can't just let them all spill out of you. You can't put them all on the person who's causing you whatever irritation or distress, because they're still going to be there right after you're done saying it. And a few minutes after that, and an hour after that, and they'll still be there the next day as well. You can't put it on them, but you can put it on me. So we're going to try something different here. I'm going to try to provide you with a pressure release valve. This is catharsis. You can call me up. It's our first ever call-in show. And I don't know, you can just talk about it with me, and, you know, I'll record it and, you know, maybe put it on the podcast. I'll get a podcast episode out of it. Maybe you'll get something useful too. The toll-free number is 1-844-929-1331. And I will be standing by to take your call this Wednesday, March 25th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, that's 1-844-929-1331. We'll put that number in the episode notes of this show. If you happen to miss that window, you can email me at jesse@canadalandshow.com, and I'll read what you send me, and maybe we'll do it that way. But I really love to just record these live Wednesday, March 25th, from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll try it out. Thanks.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.